If you love right, heaven belongs to you. If you love right, heaven belongs to you. If you love right, heaven belongs to you. Oh, heaven belongs to you. If you sing right, heaven belongs to you. If you sing right, heaven.
A lot of folks of all different nationalities and things come up to me and say, I dug my grandmother too. And I remember the first responsibility I ever had was to take care of my grandmother, make sure she got everywhere okay. And at that time, I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And the most I could have done was let her fall on me if she decided to fall. But it was a hip job because Grandma never went nowhere but to church. And it wasn't one of them sad churches where they sing them songs that make you wish you could just hurry up and die and get it over with. One of them kind of land me on the river. No, man, no. Grandma and them had one of them churches where they sung, if you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. If you wanna have me, Jesus, it's all right. And at the funeral, they used to have to tie the caskets down. Yeah. Yeah. And they had them fat sisters in there, used to get so glad and in the rhythm. Had a little stove in the center of the church for heat, and invariably one of them fat sisters would feel so good, she would jump into the stove and holler, ow, right in the rhythm. Grandma was like Bobby over here, Bobby Hall. She had a tambourine and a triangle. When I saw Bobby with that tambourine and triangle, I couldn't help but hug her. But Grandma couldn't play the triangle good like Bobby can, but she could deal with the tambourine. So I used to sit on the triangle and hand her the tambourine. And the Honorable Reverend back there had an old bass drum that somebody gave him. And when the groove got right and the fat sister hit the stove and hollered and Grandma shook the tambourine off the hip, the Reverend would get the feeling so good, he just hit himself all upside the head with the drumstick. Yeah. I love that old lady. Love that old lady. Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Whoa. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in that grass. Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed the local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell her she'd say, baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hand. Grandma's hands. Grandma's hands used to hand me piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell. Whoa. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy. She'd say, Matty, don't you whip that boy. What you wanna spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Memphis, Tennessee. Help me to find a party back to get in touch with me. He could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall, y'all. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me from Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. La 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 la
off the throne. Stop using my poor heart for just a stepping stone. Pretty woman, what's the matter with you? Can't make you love me no matter what I
take it. to you.